nielen pre Austrálčanov, ale aj pre tých, ktorí sú v krajine noví alebo sú tu iba na návšteve, je auto veľmi často nevyhnutelnosťou. Pokiaľ máte dočasné víza, môžete vo väčšine austrálskych štátoch a územiach s výjimkou Severného teritória jazdiť na súčasnú zahraničnú licenciu. Ak je vaša licencia v inom jazyku ako v angličtine, musíte mať anglicky úradne overený preklad alebo medzinárodné vodičské oprávnenie. Úradný preklad znamená preklad potvrdený veľvyslancom alebo konzulátom alebo autorizovaným prekladateľom. Akreditovaný prekladateľ Simon West hovorí, že dostať tento preklad je veľmi jednoduché.
It's quite a straightforward procedure. A simple translation by a 90 qualified translator of the original driver's license into English, as long as it's accompanied by the 90 stamp is generally sufficient.
Migranti budú často musieť zmeniť svoju zahraničnú licenciu na miestnu. Výkonný riaditeľ spoločnosti Vic Roads pre registráciu a udeľovanie licencií David Shelton hovorí, že sú rôzne prípady.
For people who wish to convert a foreign license into an Australian license, the first question really to ask is, do I need to? And so I would suggest that if you are a temporary visa holder in Australia, you in fact can drive on your overseas license, provided your visa is valid and provided that your overseas license is either in English or you have an English translation with you. So you may not need to convert to an Australian license in some instances.
Hovorí, že medzinárodné vodičské preukazy sú vlastne prekladom vašeho pôvodného vodičského preukazu.
An international license is essentially a translation of a driver license. So you still need to have a full driver's license in order to get an international driving permit. The permit's quite useful because it is a translation of the license that you might hold in a language other than English. So it's important to have that translation, particularly if you're driving here whilst you're on a temporary visa.
Ak máte trvalé víza, musíte si zažiadať o miestnu licenciu do 3 alebo 6 mesiacov od príchodu do zeme. Proces prevodu vašej licencie sa mierne líši podľa štátu alebo územia, v ktorom žijete. Ľudia z určitých krajín môžu dostať austrálsky vodičský preukaz a nemusia ani spraviť žiadne ďalšie testy, vysvetľuje David Shelton z Vicar Roads.
There's a small number of recognized countries. These are countries for which you do not need to sit a test to convert to a Victorian license. Countries that are recognized include Singapore, Japan, Spain, Malta, Sweden, obviously the UK, Canada, and many European countries.
Povedal, že ľudia zo všetkých krajín musia ovládať štandardné vedomosti šoférovania, ako je vnímanie okolia pri praktických testoch jazdy.
However, many new migrants to Australia, such as people from India, Sudan, China, Pakistan, these people do not come from recognized countries and they will need to go through a full set of tests in order to convert to a Victorian license.
Čo sa týka vodičského testu, inštruktor z Viktorie Attilo Kermak vysvetľuje.
They go through what they call a pre-drive check. They're checking for the applicants to know and understand how to use the controls and making sure that the vehicle's roadworthy. So that's the very first thing you do before you even start driving. Then there's two parts to the driving test. The test in total goes for about 30 minutes, but the first 10 minutes is when they will ask them to perform a three-point turn or a reverse parallel park. And if they pass that assessment, they then do a 20-minute drive. And a 20-minute drive takes in more major roads, takes in lane changes, and at the end of that, 30 minutes is up and you're back at the testing station and pass all that, you got a license.
Austrálsky spôsob jazdy môže byť výzvou pre všetkých vodičov.
Trams are a big issue. Understanding how to interact with pedestrians, because pedestrians basically have more right of way than what motor vehicles do. And in some countries that's not the case. So they find themselves placed in an awkward situation trying to understand those. Out of the city but on the highways, I find that a lot of people that come from overseas are just not used to long drives. They don't drive the sort of distances we drive. They don't drive on the sort of roads that we drive on. We have a lot of exposed edges and things like that, so we know of people running off the road because they lose control when they hit the rough edges.
Ak angličtina nie je váš prvý jazyk, čítanie znakov či porozumieť parkovacím tabuliam je ďalšou veľkou výzvou.
I think for an applicant that comes from overseas, the most difficult thing is not even the test. It's our road laws can confuse a lot of people. Obviously, non-English speaking people, it's difficult for them to interpret a lot of the laws. And when they're receiving directions where they have to go, sometimes they get quite confused. I think the biggest problem is the fact that a lot of people come from roads where they traditionally drive on the right-hand side. And of course, in Australia, we drive on the left. And that does throw them out quite a lot.
Každý štát a územie má svoj vlastný systém regulácie ciest a licencií. Ďalšie informácie nájdete na webových stránkach príslušných orgánov, ako napríklad www.rego.act.gov.au.